Your sausage McMuffin with egg didn't change. Your receipt did. The sausage McMuffin with egg extra value meal includes a hash brown and a small coffee for just $5. Only at McDonald's for a limited time.
Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
Waiting for your sign? Here it is. Shop Labor Day appliance deals at Lowe's before they're gone. Get up to 45% off select major appliances. Plus, get free delivery, haul away, installation and parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan on purchases of $999 or more. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/16 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
For a limited time, you can get a Big Mac meal for just $8. That's a burger, fries, and a drink. They don't call it an extra value meal for nothing. Get a Big Mac meal only at McDonald's.
Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Green.
Hi. How are you? Good morning, America. Yeah, it's good to be back, everybody. Thank you to Todd and Robin and everybody who made it to the show over the last several days. It was a great honeymoon. I'm glad to be back here in the studio and to talk about the world that continues to fall down around us. Oh, my God. Where do we even begin on this case? We're going to be focusing on the Siders today, the 16 kids horror story. This is like The Hills Have Eyes come to life, but it makes The Hills Have Eyes kind of feel like the Ritz-Carlton Diamond Collection, because it's just, it's so beyond comprehension. Or is it? Or no is doubt. It? 16 children found in an Ohio home, Hamden, Ohio. Some who can't speak, some who can't read, an 18-year-old who can't write her own name, the AG calling it pure evil. The only reason anyone found them was a misdemeanor because the guy couldn't stop showing his junk to the neighbors. okay. We got a lot to get through today on this. Let's start with the Dollar General employee. I want to talk about competency. I want to talk initially about the people who saw this and said nothing. It's not to blame, but I think more systemically a problem in our society with situations like this. Because in my opinion, and I'm curious to know what you think, Robin, this is not an isolated incident. It's certainly not with these folks to have attention being drawn to them. But I'm saying in general, there are people like this everywhere. We just like to look the other way. We like to drive through those neighborhoods and go, oh, what's going on with that house? And there's no oversight. We don't fund the departments and the municipalities and the authorities and things that overlook the well-being of children and families to a level where they can investigate these sort of things and take care of these sort of things. And then we're all shocked when one of these finally reaches headline level. I bet someone challenged me with money today. I could go find a neighborhood and probably find about 10 of these, you know, in the course of an hour. If you know exactly where to look and you know this, I mean, this is not a rare thing. And I think that's important to remember. But let's start with the Dollar General employee, describing them to reporters in detail. Hygiene, the clothes, the closing time runs for years, people noticing these folks, nobody reporting anything. But I guess, you know, you report it and then what? I mean, what and nothing happens when people do. What do you make of this? Just all these people who have seen these people, maybe said something, maybe didn't say anything, and this sort of behavior just running rampant.
there's so many aspects of this that just ring true, like you're saying, of the problems we have with our culture, our society, and just us as a species of what we do when we normalize or accept the normalized behavior that others present to us. And when that happens, what do you say? What do you do? Because I seriously doubt if people really wrestled too hard with what they saw because they didn't say anything. So there's numerous things that go into that. You have groupthink. And what happens a lot of times, groupthink. Matter of fact, I mean, if you can actually Google this on YouTube, Google's on YouTube. You can actually look it up and search it on YouTube, where you can actually see these social experiments where you see someone kneed and fell down, like on a college campus, and they did it as an experiment, and they gave students, you know, a deadline to make it to class by, and you see people blowing by someone in obvious need on you know, lying down, looking like they're in trauma, but because they themselves had something to get to, they'll blow by them because, again, we're always going to look out for our own best interests. That's part of it. Then you also have the experiments that they did on the old candid camera in Alan Funt, where you have, you know, three or four people on an elevator all facing one way, and they get the other person that is actually facing the right way to turn around. Because we don't want to look out of place. We want to fit in. We want to conform. And so that is part of what goes on here. Then you have the normalcy of a culture and situation, economic, social status, economic status that gets normalized. And in this case, if you have that many kids, basically, what was it, one a year or one every other, yeah, or every year and a half, yeah, for like 18 years,
yeah,
you know, they've desensitized the fact that their family does this. And granted, now, I don't know these people, but when we have liking that happens, again, we have our own confirmation biases. And so say this person or a couple comes in, I'll just use conjectures. I don't know what it was like for this Dollar General employee. But say you walk in a front door, and even if you walk in, you smell, you're disheveled, your kids are in bare feet, it's an atrocious scene, but you present yourself nice, friendly, accommodating, little head tilt and smile, you're generous, gregarious, they're going to excuse so many behaviors because that first impression was a positive first impression. So that also, that'll play into it if that's the case here or in any other case. And so liking goes a long way in these things. And then when we look at, you know, systemic problems with institutions and organizations for childcare, for protective care, for services, these are reactive organizations. They're not proactive organizations. In other words, how many of these people are paid to go out and find problems, or are they paid to react to problems reported to them? So if no one reports a problem, there's not going to be any action. Then, again, how the sausage is made here, as the great Bob Mata says, how many of these people are paid a wage that they're going to attract people that actually want to give a shit? And granted, I know these people give a shit, but at the same time, if you're not being paid a good wage, because I definitely know that people that are working in these most critical areas of childcare, of foster homes, all these things, they're the most underpaid state employees in the entire country. Mm-hmm. And so when you couple all these things together and then you have a family like this, I don't think they're evading law enforcement or evading accountability was intentional. It's just a byproduct of their transient lifestyle because they couldn't make a wage anywhere because they got married when they were stupid young. She was 15 where the parents signed off. And so now you have generational stupid kicking in. They talk about generational trauma. So what I'm saying is, we got a large, this is a tsunami / hurricane of a perfect storm of everything going sideways.
They're mutants. I don't know where to put it.
They are mutants.
They're mutants. These are not human mutants. Beings. Yeah, these are societal mutants. And I think we need to start recognizing that. That's what's going on. These are mutants. And mutants should not be raising children. And go to any Dollar General in rural America, and you will find these folks lurking in and out of the store at all hours of the day with children. I've lived in some of these areas before.
I go to them all the time.
Oh, yep. My God. I mean, it's so broken because even if you give a shit, even if you see something, And let's say, let's just start there at the give a shit level, because there's so many people who just don't, because they got their own stuff going on, or they're at this super low level of thinking and ability and cognitive ability, which I believe, honestly, when you look at this, yeah, you know, incestual hellhole that these people are from, it's, yeah, I mean, these are folks who probably do not have the cognitive ability to care for themselves, more or less other people. But yet as a society, we go and say, oh, live and let live. We need to stop doing that if we truly give a shit about other human beings. Yeah. Otherwise, we're just wearing the bumper sticker or the pin or the ribbon or whatever that says we pretend to care. But then you go into the store and it's Mutants R Us walking around and you're like, Jesus Christ. You know, these poor kids. I mean, I do it all. Go to these stores like, those kids are fucked. Like, those are the first things I think half the time. And it's just like, and it's horrible. And there's nothing I can do about it. You can report it. And then give a shit. That starts there. You see something. Oh, God, these kids are effed. You say something. Who do you say something to? You say something to them. You're going to get a grunt and a drool. And then they're going to, you know, buy a beef stick and a Red Bull. And then you to do something to the people that actually could do something. That's the problem. There is nobody to do something. There's a department that supposedly is there. It's underfunded. It's undereducated. It's understaffed. There's... overwhelmed, and we don't seem that's the bigger problem as a society. We don't seem to give a shit enough to fund the departments and the places. And if we're going to actually have societal safeguards in place, in actual action, we don't do that. We just pretend they exist and we tell ourselves that they're there. And then we go, la, 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 la. I'm not going to pay attention to this. I'm just going to buy my shit over here. And you go check out and take your mutant family back home and abuse the shit out of them. And I'm going to pretend that I never see you. That seems to be how most of this works. What needs to change that these departments that exist for human services of protecting children, other than funding? I don't know what's going on here, because this just seems to be systematic to a point where I'm starting to be very suspicious of the actual departments that are supposed to be, you know, monitoring families and children as being more so a clearinghouse for child trafficking. And that may be why they're not being funded so well, because nobody wants to take a closer look as to how these children never got on the map to begin with, or the millions that go missing every year. We don't know what happened to them, and there's no oversight for it. And there's 1,000 questions in there. But my God, this is systemic. This is not rare. This happens everywhere. Everybody who's hearing this knows exactly what I'm talking about, whether you're in the Dollar General, the Walmart, or whatever store at any place in the country. We see this shit all the time, and there's nothing anyone can do because, well, you know, we don't judge. Maybe we should.
And part of it, you know, again, if you, as I'm a studier and lover of history, because history is always prologue to what we see today, non-political whatsoever, but people keep then deferring to, well, we'll just give it to the government. The government will take care of it. And so people get in that deferring to someone else to take care of this problem because it's messy. It's smelly. I don't want to deal with it. You know, years and years ago at the founding of our country, and even before that, granted, there are many, many things that could be fixed at all times in history, including our time in history, obviously in this area. But communities, because when you didn't have a federal government or a state government that was so bloated with money and taxpayer money, it was up to the communities, churches, and families to actually take care of people because no one else was. And so deprivation and struggles drive innovation, a lot of things, and a lot of problem solving. And so that's, so if you look at the problems of these things back historically, they haven't gotten better with more government. They just getting shifted to placing a blame onto someone else. And so this comes down to, I think what we're saying here is really more personal accountability of everyone to say something, step in. When you see a wobble in life, and when you see something deviating from that pattern of what's typically accepted, and is, again, and this is what people have a hard time getting through, is by taking action, you're not judging. By taking action means you're getting curious because something looks a little different. I do this all the time. in every aspect of my life. When something gives me a little bit of a wobble, it grabs my attention, and I get curious. Like, tell me more about this. Tell me more about this. I see it all the time, whether I'm going to my local YMCA. It happens in our cases when we have people going into Walmarts buying body bags.
The body bag section at Walmart.
I still can't get over that one. Or
that's
David.
On Amazon. That's Amazon where you get the body. Although I'm guessing maybe on the website. I don't know.
No. What did that one guy do? He was walking out of Walmart. You know, he's loading up his trunk with what is all the stuff he bought? God, I can't remember that case. But yeah, it was, David did the same thing though on Amazon, right?
Yeah.
It's just stuff that kind of sticks out of the norm that grabs your attention. You just have to lean in. And again, the squeaky, I said this so much while you're gone too, Tony, it's that squeaky wheel that gets the oil. When a system's overloaded and you have people like me who's a federal employee trying to triage every single day because you are compelled, and this is where my heart and soul are going to go out to the people that actually are doing these jobs, underpaid, underfunded, and overwhelmed, but they're still showing up every day to do it. A lot of times they need help to know what to triage first, because when you have 1,000 things in front of you, each one of them are worthy. How do you triage something to the top? Well, how do you triage that? If you're not going to give it more funding, if you're not going to give it the resources it needs, you need someone to create a filter for you. Say, listen, I know you have 1,000 things, but really right now you have 18 children right here, right now. Go. That's what it takes. And that comes down to that personal accountability we should all have more of.
We need to prioritize what we actually give a shit about in this country. Because I mean, and we actually, that we truly do. I'm not just pretending to, because we don't give a shit about children unless they're, you know, this specific, you know, look demographic or whatnot, or smell. I mean, it's insane, you know, and it's a lie. We tell ourselves, oh, there's a system in place for that, that the government takes care of that, that there is, I'll call CPS on you, and they're like, oh, great, so they'll do nothing. I mean, if the systems worked, that would be a different story. But we put no priority on these systems, or fund them, or staff them. We need an army of people at this point to handle the mutant problem that we have in this country, and to rescue these children. Otherwise, they're just going to perpetuate it. They'll become mutant 2.0, 3.0, 4.0. And by the time they're 14, they'll have 14 more of them. It's out of control.
So, it's kind of granular on how the sausage is made on this one. One of the problems I saw inside the FBI and in all government institutions was, and this is the hard one to get through, to figure out how to solve this. So, say you have a pot of money that you're collecting through your taxes, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have people, executives, and people, heads of departments, that are told you're allocated this amount of money. And we're going to, let's assume the glass is half full, and these people are very altruistic. They're not there for careers, not there for advancement. They're there because they care passionately about the mission. In order for them to be able to get more money, to be able to save more people, they have to show the stats of what they're able to do, the cases they're able to solve, and bring to conclusion. So I saw in my own career, the challenge I faced every day was, how do I articulate to my bosses who, just in order to get funding for my cases, in order to get funding for what I was doing, in order to get support from executive management, I had to be able to show, here's the problem, here's the action, here's the result, in a very short timeline, because you're then rated and graded off the stats you created for your bosses. Because in order to get funding from a bean counter, you got to show the beans that you counted. And when you start getting 1 or 2 degrees of separation removed from the granular issues of 18 kids living in squalor, beyond squalor, that's one, think about it. That is one problem solved, even though it's 18 children. Meanwhile, if I can actually focus on this, 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 and over here, where there's only 1 or 2 children potentially, that's 3 beans.
Yeah.
And this counts. That's the granular part
broken.
Of it. Yeah, it
all
is.
Of, all
it's
of
totally
it doesn't
broken.
Work.
The accountability of it.
Yeah. None of it makes any sense. I mean, if you look at our education system too, in many, I know it's a lot of it's state by state, but there are federal, lanes of this too. So much of it, funding for schools, at least I know in my state, is very much based on the performance of the school. And typically, you know, statistically, in lower income areas, in less educated areas, you're not going to have as high a performing schools. You're getting children that are coming from families that you know, they're not able to raise their kids to a higher level initially. But this is where you would go, okay, this is where the education system can come in. Maybe we should be funding those areas, those specific schools, a bit more to help raise those kids up beyond where they came from. But no, our system says we're going to fund them less. We're going to give them less because they're doing shitty. We're going to punish you with less. What the fuck? Like, yeah. If there's any place where there's a deficiency, this is where you would spend some attention. If you're in the private sector, if you're like, well, we could work on something over here, you might need a little more funding. Not blind funding, but funding in very targeted areas to help raise things up. And we do the opposite. We're like, oh, you're doing shitty? We're going to take some more from you, and then some more from you, and then some more from you. And then you have these schools that are with poor children that are being undereducated, and the system's underfunded, then you get the worst teachers oftentimes. And I'm not trying to knock everyone. There's some lovely, wonderful teachers in those schools. My wife happens to be one of them. And there
first
are
time you said wife on here.
Yeah, it is. But but I see, I mean, there are wonderful ones, but you also have a very high burnout rate in places like that because of the underfunding and everything. Yep. So they don't last very long. So you get entry level, you get the folks who are not going to have the mental capacity or rep to be equipped to help those children in the ways that they should. So it just becomes this vicious cycle of under-education, underfunding, and then rinse and repeat.
Yeah, it's, and my wife's the same thing. She's a teacher in elementary school, yeah. And the system's so overwhelmed here that, and I live in a very good area in Virginia, and you know, they bring in trailers because of not enough money, not for all the students they're bringing in. The classroom sizes, unbelievable. Again, I know we're going astray of this, but again, it's the problem of
it's where the system.
Of where we're putting our, and I wish we had the answer for it.
I know don't. We're not going to solve it here, obviously, but it's just this is so much more of a conversation than just shock, horror, hoarder house. This is such a systematic, common problem. And when I heard this story, I'm like, this shit's happening everywhere.
Yeah,
like, let's not pretend it. This is some sort of weird one-off. It's not. One more on this, and I'm just curious to get your thoughts on the observations of the community. And I'll give you my thoughts on this too. You know, you were talking about the noise of this, where you know when you know there's this buzz here, there's wobble here, and there's just so many wobbles. Eventually, if everybody's wobbling, that becomes the norm. The goalposts keep moving. Neighbor three doors down, 6 years, says he never saw a single child, 20 people, 1,300 square foot house. Do you buy it? Do you buy that he didn't see anything? I'm not saying they're lying, but I'm wondering if this is just such a normalcy of the society in the area that this is just another Tuesday.
I think it is. I think it is a normalcy. You know, I've read numerous, again, I live in a decent area, luckily in Virginia, but I read and consume an awful big amount of stuff, you know, and you read things, you know, like the Pulitzer Prize winner, Demon Copperhead. And that is a book about rural Virginia down, I think it was around Bristol area, right on Tennessee border. Very similar to, again, put your politics aside. If you read J.D. Vance's Hillbilly Elegy, also talks about Appalachia, talks about, you know, living and growing up in that kind of culture. That is such a normalcy of behavior that it's because it's actually a lot of them helping each other through these rough times, and then just... It's not given a pass. It's just again, like you said, normalcy.
We do give it a pass. Isn't that quaint? Isn't that cute? There's plenty of other groups throughout our country where it's like live and let live to a certain extent, but then they reproduce. And I mean, if we actually give a shit about these kids, we got to kind of stop with some of this shit. And we got to cop. No, this isn't a help. We've we're an elevated society, unless we don't want to be. We don't need to accept horrific, you know, behavior, generational trauma to just keep repeating itself over and over and then be surprised by the results. Like, oh, weren't they quaint? Like, oh, do you see all the horrible abuse that they're doing to their friends and their family and their young girls while you buy their bread at the roadside stand? You know what I'm talking about there. I mean, that sort of shit exists everywhere. And we again, we just like to look the other way and pretend that if I don't know about it, then it's not happening.
Well, here's a glass half full, as Robin always does, is that, you know, it's because of us. You know, there's lots of shows covering this. And this didn't exist before because, you know, way back before CNN even came about in the 80s, I remember when it was invented and you had the 24-hour news cycle and people had to sell marketing, you know, on those things. And so you only had four channels on TV covering news for 30 minutes a night. And so these things get overlooked, but now these things aren't getting overlooked by everyone. We're covering it. Other people are covering it. And so, and what happens is when people start going for elections in areas that we cover these things, hopefully, again, it's like the Titanic. Big ship, small rudder, heading for an iceberg. You turn that rudder hard over, you're still going to hit that iceberg, but maybe not straight on. You're going to glance it. So hopefully by us covering and others people's covering it, you know, it's going to start slowly shifting that awareness that society has. Because again, being the glass half full, there are many, we only cover really dark, broken people, I know, generally, but there are so many more good people than dark people out there. And so the more they're aware of it, I think the more it'll keep shifting.
And that's where the good needs to be empowered enough to do something about the bad. There's too many protections on the bad, it feels like, that enables the horrible behavior and then also does not stop the cycle of the behavior and the allowing of continual reproduction
into these
communities, because you just create more mutants and these kids are screwed. They are so, it's nothing, they have no choice in the matter, and that's what's so heartbreaking.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Your sausage McMuffin with egg didn't change. Your receipt did. The sausage McMuffin with egg extra value meal includes a hash brown and a small coffee for just $5. Only at McDonald's for a limited time.
Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
For a limited time, you can get a Big Mac meal for just $8. That's a burger, fries, and a drink. They don't call it an extra value meal for nothing. Get a Big Mac meal only at McDonald's.
Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Your sausage McMuffin with egg didn't change. Your receipt did. The sausage McMuffin with egg extra value meal includes a hash brown and a small coffee for just $5. Only at McDonald's for a limited time.
Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
For a limited time, you can get a Big Mac meal for just $8. That's a burger, fries, and a drink. They don't call it an extra value meal for nothing. Get a Big Mac meal only at McDonald's.
Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than real pricing.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
For a limited time, you can get a Big Mac meal for just $8. That's a burger, fries, and a drink. They don't call it an extra value meal for nothing. Get a Big Mac meal only at McDonald's.
Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
For a limited time, you can get a Big Mac meal for just $8. That's a burger, fries, and a drink. They don't call it an extra value meal for nothing. Get a Big Mac meal only at McDonald's.
Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.